said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husie, Ed and Aaron.
Yes, it certainly is. So if you're just joining us, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Yeah.
Good morning, and I just believe that we have New Zealand covered when it comes to the apocalypse. I just think Australia will survive longer than New Zealand. Who's with me here?
No, because the first thing we do when the first zombie starts gnashing is that we invade, and it's bad luck, guys. We'll be living here now.
As in, but we invade New Zealand.
Yeah. That's pretty clear. I'm sorry, but Aaron's father was head of the military, and so she's fully aware that there is a plan to invade New Zealand at the first sign of a zombie. And she can sit here and deny it all she wants, but we all know that's the case.
I'm not even going to deny it. I've seen the documents at home, and that is, it's called Plan New Zealand Invade.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do invade New Zealand, because I think global warming will sort New Zealand out. It's a small island. It will be completely flooded. So they're gone. I think we need to head to the outback. We need to head to the middle of Australia. We need to drop some really long bores so that we've got some water, and we just need to put some barbed wire around and we wait there. All right. So I believe that zombies need water? I think they do.
No, they don't
need water.
No. They need brains.
Like human brains.
Right. Mm. Zombies definitely do not need water.
No, they're dead. 100%.
But wait, so how many people could we fit in this little commune in the outback? Surrounded by barbed wire.
You've got to pay.
Well, we can't just save the rich. We can't just save the rich.
All right, we kill the rich. All right, we kill the rich.
We do like a lotto. A lotto for your life.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot to think about there. So, but you know what? The Olympics is a bit like, you know, that, isn't it, really?
Where survival we're trying to invade. Survival of the fittest, yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to take metal off other countries so that we've got the most metal.
Good job.
And we feel like we're, you know, in charge. And we're doing such a great job, aren't we?
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Isn't
up to fourth after yesterday's results, which for a country of our population's incredible.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful. Look, so many sports have to go, because there's too many sports with too many categories that countries that, quite frankly, I don't like get to win. And
like what?
We know a lot of countries are cheating. We know that, right? Yes. In sports, like to try and get into athletics and swimming and proper sports, right?
The judge sports, so many of them are a debacle. Sky Nicholson.
The boxing is top of the list.
Yeah. Sky Nicholson should have won, shouldn't she? Do you know Sky Nicholson, Aaron?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I, in fact, Channel 9 went through a period of hosting boxing for a while as a kind of side show to the footy show, and I was the host of the boxing coverage. So, look, I'm not saying I'm an expert, Sky should have absolutely – that was appalling. And it was. If you're going to cheat and pretend and lie, at least kind of make it semi-believable, like give the person who should have won like a lead, like they don't know how to do it properly.
No, they've had so much time to get it right, and they still don't.
And the thing about Sky Nicholson is she looks like she's never been punched in her life. Does she? If you see her, and I've had her on my TV show, she looks good, but she just doesn't. There's no way that anyone's got through her defences. So, and that woman the other night did not get through her defences.
No,
it's terrible. I love
just
the way
like
she cried.
Just like the surfing. Name your sport, I'll tell you how they cheated.
All right, trap shooting.
They had self-exploding targets.
No, there is a way that they can do it, though.
How?
You can make it obvious which way it's going to go, left or right, so you can make it a little bit easier for people.
What about the swimming in the 4x200-meter freestyle where the Chinese came from nowhere? What do you want to say about that, Aaron?
that win started in a chemist.
They deserved it well.
That win started and ended in a chemist. That's why you just wait for a bit. You go, oh, they got gold today, and then you just chill and you loiter. And you might have to loiter for a couple of years, but you'll get bumped up. You'll get bumped up. I've said to the girls, I spoke to them yesterday, and I said, it was a great effort. Whatever you do, don't put those bronzes in a safety deposit box. Keep them at the hand, because you're going to have to swap them for silver soon enough.
Who came second? Was it the Russians?
The Americans. That is
not the Americans.
Don't get me started on that race, though, because we our arrogance, apart from what the Chinese did in a lab, our arrogance cost us that race.
I know. Hubris.
Titmus went first because she wanted to rest.
I don't like it.
She wanted to rest because she had other events coming up. So she said, I'll go first and have a bit of a Sunday Arvo paddle. Mm-hmm. And we put a woman last who hasn't swum at all in the Olympics.
I know. Poor thing. Just, too much. I know.
She has to live with that with the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. You talk about their arrogance. Well, I can't imagine why they'd be arrogant. You two are bloody giving them gold medals before they win them. So I suspect you should take a little bit of the blame for that.
I actually texted Mark Barretta last night and said, did you put them in your Barrett's bankers that Ed Cavalier started?
You're right.
Get a breakdown.
Yeah. It's on single bubbles next. But today I found
Morning Crew. Erin Molan's best friend Gladys Berejiklian is coming up on the show. Erin worked hard to get the single bubble going so that singles in Sydney can enjoy themselves with one other person.
She did. She did a lot of work. Just she got it done.
Yeah, and we...
You're not going to bring that up with Gladys, are you?
Yeah, we are, because we need to find out if people can go early with the bubble.
Yeah, but you're not going to bring up the role that I played in it, are you?
Well, you want us to. You said that off air.
No, I'm worried that you guys are going to say it, then she's going to think I tell people that I was behind the scenes making it happen, when it's not the case at all, because you've invented it in your head. I've never claimed it, and now she's going to think I'm a knobshine.
People are hearing you getting really defensive right now, and that generally means that the person feels guilty about something, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've got two of our very own who are singles on our production team, and one of them we've been able to help. Is that right?
Real talk. Our producer, Maxi, morning.
Morning.
Oh, yeah. So you're a single man. You got a bubble brewing. You got a single bubble brewing. Yesterday. Sorry.
What was that?
Yesterday.
What was
overwhelmed
that?
With excitement about my bubble.
But what was it?
I'm about to cough.
Mate, come on. Not today. Come on.
Not now, not ever.
Especially because you're an anti-vaxxer.
Mate, he's had four jabs.
Can I say it, guys? I think the horse I punched had COVID. I got it on my hand.
Well.
Now, I'm going to take over. I'm going to cough.
Oh, all
okay,
right.
So, go. Would you want me to do it? I'm a journalist.
No, you do it. Go do it.
So Max and Mindy, sounds like a movie, the Mindy Max Show. They both are singles and both very excited about the single bubble opening meeting. They can elect one person to join them in their bubble. That one person has to exist in their bubble for 4 weeks minimum. So Max, yesterday you had your eye on a potential suitor and this occurred.
All right, hang on. Before we play this, the fact is he's a hot journalist from another network, a TV journalist, someone who people have to look at, so he's got to be hot.
Mm.
And it was a Hail Mary, and we said, nah, go for it. You're Max. You're Max to the max, and he would be lucky to be in your bubble. You went for it. You didn't hear anything back from him for hours. You thought you'd ruined any chance that you had with being with this hot dude, and the end of the show came around. We got a drum roll? Could you get a drum roll?
We're catching up this afternoon.
Hey! It's a bubble. It's a bubble buddy. It's happened. We've done it, everyone. Hey! We've done it.
So I didn't realize that was the piece of audio we were playing. I thought it was more of a storytelling journey.
You know what?
So thank you, Husey, for that, for giving it context. I appreciate
Max, did you catch up with this hot journo?
Yes, we caught up yesterday afternoon. The bubble buddy doesn't officially kick in until 12:01 on Saturday morning. So we went for a socially distanced walk. We live very close to each other.
What did you wear?
I wore my gym gear.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah,
same. What's the gym gear?
The same outfit I wore for our run, Husey. So shorts.
Yeah. Can I tell you, Max in gym gear, what we don't get when we get work, Max, we don't get the muscles.
Yeah.
He's very Ed Cavalier-like in his ability to hide his muscles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And underneath what he's wearing today is a hot rig,
yeah.
A real hot rig.
I've which seen I think it would, on Instagram.
Yeah, it would rival Ed Cavalier's rig. And I know, Ed, that makes you a little bit jealous, but
it's the truth. No, I'm happy for Max. Max, I love Max's body, and he'll be the first to admit that.
Yes, I got a text message from Ed this week complimenting my pecs. So,
oh my God, wow, that's amazing.
I'd go further than that.
Yeah, I got my text from Ed similar as well this week.
Yeah, but yours starts with show me your.
You didn't get anything from Ed. What do I have to do, Ed? Is there some part of me that you can like?
Right, I'll send you something today. I'll send a request today.
All right. So, but how did the chat go and how did the socially distant walk go? Yeah. Where are you at? Is he in the bubble or was it a bubble audition?
It was a bubble audition and it's been a fizzler.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I realised from our walk that I am after someone to enter my bubble that, you know, is keen to get on, not just get down.
What? So you want a chat buddy, not just a
buddy?
I want a healthy combination of the two.
Yeah. And
but he's so pretty.
I know.
Can't you just have your iPods in or something? Yeah. Your AirPods? Can't you just listen to music?
I was left wanting more. And so I had to, fire Tinder back up last night and Grindr as well. And, let the Hunger Games begin. The auditions are still on.
It's cutthroat, mate. This is cutthroat.
Does he know?
Well, yeah, I kind of let him off, gently last night saying, oh, yeah, it'll be good to catch up again maybe in a couple of weeks.
Couldn't you give him another socially distanced walk to maybe, bone up on your favourite topic?
Oh, you did that on purpose and we all know it.
I did not do that on purpose.
You used that term on purpose and we all know it.
Who else thinks I use that term on purpose? Who else thinks that I have the mental dexterity to come up with that term?
They're afraid of you sacking or abusing them. Be honest.
I've known him a long time. He had no idea what he was doing.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
I mean, the pandemic has been perfectly timed for the Olympics. I'm not going to lie. Mm. For the ability to sit inside, if you're in lockdown, and just watch.
Okay, time for an apology because we've got one of Australia's greatest broadcasters, Mark Beretta, Beretts from Sunrise. He's joining us on the line live again from Tokyo. And Hughesy, I know that you've got Beretts on because you'd like to apologise to Beretts. So take it away. Say, sorry, Beretts. I'm sorry, Beretts.
No. Mark, you know that I love you. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely, Hughesy. Absolutely. Yes, we're like brothers.
Yeah, we are. And one of us is right now living
his best... You're the
best...
hotter younger brother, by the way, Mark.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, he understands that was a poor thing to say. And so, how old are you, Beretts, by the way? How old are you?
It's triggering.
55. I'm 55, Hughesy.
Mate,
I'm much older than you.
He was already in primary school as I was popping out of my mum. So, so fact is. So, anyway.
But I did spend a long time in primary school.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you got into sports journalism. So, which Aaron's in, by the way. So, now, come on. Now, look, Ed Cavalier forced you into a corner to give Australia guarantees on who's going to win gold medals. And you did it with Jess Fox in the first K1.
No, Jess Fox. Mm-hmm. He said Jess Fox was guaranteeing a Beretts banker for a gold medal. Now, Beretts, I don't know about you, but I was watching yesterday. What did Jess Fox do yesterday?
She got a gold medal.
Oh, thank you, Beretts. A Beretts banker has come storming in again.
Now, I'm going to say,
Beretts, just in fairness to Ed, Ed didn't force me into it. Ed and I, we embraced each other like brothers and walked together into the sunlight that was Olympic prediction, supporting our athletes and getting behind the Australian team.
Thank you,
That's
Beretts.
Where we travelled together, Ed. I've got to say, it's one of the most beautiful journeys of my life.
Thank you, Beretts.
Thanks for taking me there, Ed.
Thank you, Beretts.
What? I'm going to say to you and to Ed and to Aaron that Jess Fox won yesterday, not because of you two, but despite you two. And your effort to put the traditional moz on people, what your moz givers and putters on, and she got her paddle and she whacked that moz away and got down through that washing machine style thing that she has to sweep, whatever she does there, and got the job done.
You see one.
What What a lot of people will notice was that no one knows where I was while Jess was racing. If you look closely at the footage, you'll see a guy with a bucket at the far end of the course just pushing the water down a little bit faster.
There he goes. Doing his bit.
Guys, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes
Above
to get Australian gold on there.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Barrett. Right, here we
hang
go.
On. Before, no, oh, I need,
no,
I need a little...
No,
I need a,
no. No,
I need a little. I need a little bit, Jess, bit more serious, Jess Fox, because you did put on Instagram and you wrote that she said that she was loving the support of the Husey, Ed, and Aaron team. Is that true, or did you just make that up?
Yep. I embellished it a bit. She said she was loving the support from home, which is you guys.
That's great. I'll take it. I'll take it, Barrett, because you're a positive guy. Here we go.
See, that's Ed and I, glass half full. That's how we roll.
Now, brace yourselves. Brace yourselves, Sydney. It's time for, and get your pens out, your golden pens, because it's time for Barrett's bankers. Barrett's, what are your gold medal bankers for today for Australia?
No, don't do it to me. All right, okay. We are going to, how can I do this? Australia will win a medal in the women's 100 metres final today.
No, 100%. Mate, you've really
gold.
Wound it back.
Gold.
It's a gold.
We need it's gold. A gold.
He's lost all.
Not Barrett's bronzes.
Right,
no
one.
All
right, do you want to go harder?
Yes, okay. Yes, give us something.
We'll win a gold medal in the women's 100 metres today, guaranteed.
Yes!
Boom! It's in the bank. It's a Barrett's banker.
Oh, geez.
Absolutely.
What have I done?
Now, I'm putting my blockhouse on Barrett's banker. That's what's happening.
All right. Catch all the action. Tokyo 2020 live and free on 7 and 7 Plus. Barrett's, thanks for joining us, mate.
Love it.
Love you guys. Thanks.
See you now. The Today FM
Morning Crew. Speaking of the UK, interesting story coming out of there the last couple of days. The boss of a very large tobacco company has said that physical cigarettes will probably stop being sold inside the United Kingdom within the next 10 years.
And that's not a legal thing? They're not
banned? No, not banned. That's market forces. Market forces saying that the vape world has taken over to the point where within the next 10 years, the physical cigarette will be a thing of the past. Also, the same as in Japan as well. So you Japan and UK, two major consumers of physical cigarettes, going to no longer have them.
You know what I won't miss? I don't smoke, and I used to, and I understand the appeal of smoking, and it is very addictive. What I won't miss is watching people standing outside buildings smoking cigarettes and then dropping the butt to the ground and stomping on it like they've done their community duty. You know,
yeah,
that disgusts me.
Yeah, I used to be a smoker as well, and I've turned into one of those punishers where I just can't stand it now, the smell of it.
Were you a butt flicker? I can imagine you smoking and flicking your butt, like, you know,
no, I
flick.
I don't think so. Flick. I used to put them in, like, empty Pepsi Max cans and stuff.
Oh. Really looking after your body there, aren't you? Ed, have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Never?
No, I had half a puff of one cigarette when I was 18, and I just thought, what's all this? Why? What's this for?
You know, can I say wife has never puffed on a cigarette, not even one toke, not even one.
Well, that's going to be there's another generation coming through now where they'll look at the packet of and the physical cigarette and the lighter is will be like look at those.
Yeah, like a telephone that has a cord on it and a dialing thing like that.
Or a Walkman.
Like, what is that? Yes, or a Walkman. But I remember when we used to smoke in nightclubs. Mm-hmm. Like when I was 18, 19, you'd be on the dance floor inside just smoking.
Yeah, exactly.
And it certainly changed planes and going out. Planes and going out seemed to be the big two changes where it was like, oh, my goodness, this is better.
But also, I don't know how people can survive long-haul flights without smoking, you know, those real smokers.
Don't they go patches?
Yeah.
Don't they go patches?
Well, maybe they chew the old nicotine gun. But, yeah, but back to
it's great
anyone.
News. This is great. Look, and as they say, vaping is not without risk, absolutely, but it's certainly a hell of a lot better for you than cigarettes. I mean, you're better off doing nothing.
I think it's terrible for you.
No, but I'm saying it's better than, what they say is that it's better than cigarettes. So
not much better, though, is it?
No, well, I don't know. Well, that.
The cigarette maker says on its website, smoke-free products are not risk-free, but a far better choice than cigarette smoking.
What
they
percentage
make
better are they?
I don't know.
Was that on their website?
Yeah, yeah, I wonder why.
That's on their website. Oh, okay. And this hot model says so too.
Pivot. See you, pivot.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch-Up.
So it's not just the Olympics going on at the moment. There's other reality TV which rolls along, you know.
Well, that's
it's
the
good
point.
To have choice on your TV.
Yeah. Our producer, Sasha French, from New Zealand, we were just chatting off air. You two were on Instagram, and she made a great she made a great point that I said, Sash, come into the studio and make your great point.
Yes. I was watching Batch on my laptop.
Bachelor.
With one headphone in and the Olympics on the TV. So I was doing a double. And it was just like a moment where on one screen.
Here we go.
Can I use the word rotters?
You can.
This group of women. I'll be nicer about them. But anyway, it was just a moment where it was just the beauty of an Olympian, Jess Fox. And just the wholesome, healthy, everything about it. And then the comparison to the Bachelor girls.
It's amazing.
And I was like, if I had a daughter, get her into sport because I don't want her to be like that other lot.
This is just huge. This is huge. What a huge point, Husey. And Erin, both have daughters. Your thoughts?
Oh, without being disparaging of the women who absolutely. There is no one that I would rather my daughter want to emulate than someone like Jess Fox, who I know personally, who did work experience with me at Channel 9 a few years ago. And you're exactly right. You look at, she's so natural, the beautiful dimple, gorgeous smile, gorgeous hair, healthy, driven, focused. She's an incredible role model. And you know, I think even the franchise itself of those reality shows would admit now that women are going on there for reasons like increasing Instagram followers and going into the world of influencing. Yeah. And if that's what you want to do, absolutely. But yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that Jess Fox is incredible. It's a great juxtaposition, isn't it?
I hear what you're saying there. And in my past, I have had the attitude, which I've told you guys, that I would prefer to buy my daughter's Russian husbands rather than have them go on shows like The Bachelor. But you know what? Now that Sasha said that, I may have changed my mind, because the fact is it's very hard to do what Jess Fox did. I mean, there's only, and she even missed out on her first go. You know, I mean, she was favourite, she lost. So it's really hard to be an Olympic gold medalist. Not so hard to end up on reality TV. So,
would you like a moment? Would you like a moment? Here's a moment. Here's Jess. Just in case you were wondering, oh, maybe they're all right. Here's Jess Fox last night.
It's really special, and to be named the first Olympic champion in women's C1 is just really special.
Meanwhile, here's Stephanie on The Bachelor.
Fine.
Don't you think that your behaviour is slightly more inappropriate than me questioning?
Than calling someone to see you next Tuesday? Probably not.
When did someone call you a...
let's hear a little bit more from the gals in the mansion.
What a...
Honestly, I can't believe that Stephanie just called Holly the C word.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but you know what? What's more attainable? I want to see my daughters on TV.
Today FM, Sydney.
That's right, $1 million will be won, not maybe, not sort of, definitely will be won, and it could be you. Download the listener app, LISTNR, search Today FM, and we could be talking to you like we are about to talk to our next contestant.
Yeah, we are. Just quickly, though, Parramatta Eels really need to get them back on track, because last night was horrific.
You know what happened? So last week on the Sunday Footy Show, Peter Stelling, and he's spoken about it before, but he made the point that they're not throwing the ball around when they're coming out of their own end. So he thinks they're just doing the same thing, running into brick walls. They're not getting creative throwing the ball around. So they obviously heard. and they tried to throw the ball around
it. Yeah. Is that what that was?
Yes.
Because it was looking, a bit Auckland Nines for a while. And I'm thinking, is anyone in any danger of running straight here?
They went the complete polar opposite. I thought he probably meant a healthy mix of the two.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but what about poor old Fergo and his head? That's the biggest gash I've ever seen on someone's head. Blake Ferguson had a 15-inch gash on his head.
He doesn't have a lot of luck with heads.
It was unbelievable that he came out in the second half. Mm. I mean, that was how many stitches? Can we just find out how many stitches Blake Ferguson needed last night? Just before the end of the show. Don't have to do it now. Before the end of the show, I've never seen a larger, I'm going to use the word again, gash on someone's head than what he had last night. It was amazing.
Well, you know
but
what?
I'll tell you what else is it. What? Yeah,
well, I was just going to ask Rebecca. Rebecca, what's the largest gash you've ever seen on anyone's head?
Oh. God, I don't know. Can't think.
You work at a hospital, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
you do.
But we don't tend to see all that up where we are.
You don't see any wounds.
We're not in trauma. We're not in a trauma hospital. Yeah, but we do see wounds.
You're right,
you're
in a more
You
do see wounds. You would see wounds. You would have to you'd have to
the
be
leg
wounds that you'd have
are
to
the
dress.
Worst.
Oh. Yeah, when they get septic and stuff, I imagine.
Yes.
Anyway, let's not focus on the fact that you work really hard and do a great job helping people get well. Let's focus on the fact that you're about to win $10,000 and then $1 million. Come on!
Yes, woohoo!
Okay, Beck, $50 for every correct answer. You've got $30,000. If you get them all correct today, as Susie said, $10,000, then you win your way to $1 million day. Pass if you don't know the answer. I said that. Yep, 30 seconds. Pass if you don't have the answer, so don't take too long to think. We'll come back if we've got time. We take your first answer. Yep. Time starts at the end of your first question, and your letter is D for dig.
Okay.
Come on.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Name a soft drink.
Diet Coke.
A flower.
Daffodil.
A TV show.
Dawson's Creek.
A phone app.
Pass.
A musical instrument.
Drum.
A chocolate bar.
Dairy Milk.
A movie.
Pass.
A dog breed.
Dalmatian.
A European city.
Denmark.
A famous Aussie.
And we're out of time.
Thank you. Oh, you did so
Thank you.
My close.
I've got to say, that's a great effort, Rebecca. Absolutely. We're giving you dairy milk. That is, we know Denmark is a country. Is. Don't put that in the box. So it is $300, Rebecca. Congratulations.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much, guys.
Well done.
A big effort.
There it is.
Huge effort.
We will play again at 8 o'clock.
Can't wait. Someone's going to get another. I reckon we're going to put another. Someone else is going to go through the $1 million day today. I've got a real good feeling about 8 o'clock.
So
what people need to do is get on the Listener app, LISTNR, and download that. Take you 2 seconds, and before you know it, you're playing at 8 o'clock and you're on your way to $1 million.
You search Today FM. It's really, really easy.
Yeah.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch-Up.
So isolation can be tough, guys. I'm away from my family. I've got my wife, you know, criticising our radio show while she's listening, saying why we got extensive traffic reports going when there's no one on the road.
It's a pretty good point, to be honest.
It's kind of an interesting point Holly's made there. It's.
I'm also surprised given the amount of time we dedicate here to you kind of to you looking at other women that's what she's annoyed about is the traffic report, not about all the jokes we make about you being a skis.
Oh, I mean, she's used to that. We'll see what her next text is.
Don't check the podcast. Yeah,
he's in isolation. Look, after the Masked Singer, HR tapped him on the shoulder and said, everyone else can go, but you need to isolate, have a good hard look at yourself, have a good hard think about yourself. And so you're looking for something to do while you're in isolation rather than just eating corn chips and watching the Olympics. And I thought, I know someone who has set this man a challenge before and he almost achieved it. Let's hear some of her achievements.
Australian swimmer Chloe McArdle has just finished her 35th crossing of the English Channel, beating the men's world record.
Not only has she beaten the men's world record, Erin Mullen, she's now smashed it because she has crossed the English Channel swimming it 39 times and she's made time for us this morning. She joins us live from London. Chloe McArdle, good morning.
Hi, team. So excited to be chatting to you.
Yeah, we're excited to chat to you. But before we get to your amazing achievements in the water and what challenge you possibly have got for me, can we just quickly work out, just what's freedom? It's freedom in London. It's there's no rules anymore. How's that going for the locals?
Well, they still have, civil and criminal law, so that's good. There's law and order. Still safe walking around the street.
But unless there's a soccer game on.
Yeah, that's different. There's no mask requirements. There's a lot of people testing. They have lateral flow tests that they do. Here's a very common thing. So households have these self-testing kits. Every household basically has one of them. And then if they get a positive, they may then go and get a further test done, a PCR test. But it's extremely open here. Bars, clubs are open. The shops are open. People walk around the street. And sometimes people wear masks. It's more of a personal choice thing because there's no rules around that anymore.
Yeah, right. So but there's a good vibe and people are self-testing and we're hearing the infections are going down quite dramatically. So, yeah, so there's a good vibe. So people are pretty positive about it.
Super positive, and it's summer here now, so you know how the Brits love it when the sun comes out. So they're in very great mood.
Yeah, good. That's good news.
Hey, Chloe, okay. 39 times the English Channel. You probably don't know this. We have a lot in common because I've also achieved great things on the water. You're allowed to bring up all your achievements. I can't. I won the Sydney to Hobart, Chloe, just by the way, world record time, fastest woman to ever do it.
Swimming it.
Yeah, but I was on a
boat. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Nice.
I love it.
She was a
passenger.
She was a mascot. She was taped to the front of the boat, like that is the winged, like the pirate ships.
Chloe, no, that would have been something, though. That would have been sunscreen. I picked up rubbish that another proper sailor would have had to do, and would have taken them away from their real job. So I contributed. It was horrendous.
You gained weight on the trip, all right? So
no, I didn't.
Did you ate too much? Well, you probably did.
I didn't. Anyway.
All the cheese and wine.
I wasn't on a deck chair on top reading Woman's Day. It's Sydney to Hobart. It's the most dangerous yacht race in the world. People die. Chloe, back to you, though. How many kilometres is that 39 times? Like, how far have you swum?
I've swum further than Melbourne to Port Macquarie, so over 1,300.
Wow.
15,000 kilometres, I think it is.
Jeez.
It's huge. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, absolutely huge. Okay, so we go. Now, Chloe, he doesn't have a pool in his isolation, but he's also, you've got to remember, he's banned from public swimming pools. So
I don't even have a bath.
I don't want to know the story behind that.
There's no story. He made that up. I don't even have a bath, so I cannot immerse myself in water. So I don't know what I can do in the shower. I don't think anything I can do in the shower to achieve athletic glory. But I do have a rowing machine. I've got a rowing machine.
Well, here's it. You know, if I want to swim between England and France, it's 34 kilometres of swimming each time I do that. And if I can swim that in 10 and a half hours, I reckon you should be able to row that in at least half that time.
So is rowing easier or harder?
This is great. It's different. Rowing's so here we go. Hard. So 34 kilometres a day, mate. I mean, you've got to get this time down and down and down because when the world opens up,
34 a day?
Jesus. What are you doing, man? You got nothing else.
No, well, Chloe, can I achieve 34 kilometres by Monday morning? Can I start off with that?
It has to be non-stop here because when I swim the channel, it's non-stop. And I dodge ferries, tankers, cargo ships. So you've got to be like dodging everything that comes at you as well.
And he's in the nude. So
that's... I'm going to get a sore bum, though.
No,
you don't get a sore
right.
bum. I'll be...
Chloe, we should apologise.
A lot of sitting down.
Husey hasn't been banned from every public swimming pool, just the ones in New South Wales. So that's not fair to say.
Look, I'll do my best. I'll do my best to not let Chloe down. So I'm gonna do 34 kilometres. I will. I might just stop and sit for a while in between.
a day and a half. All right, Chloe McArdle, live from the UK. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Lovely chatting. Good luck to the challenge, TV.
Thank you, Chloe.
Today FM, Sydney.
Fuck you, Friday. I don't like you. Fuck you.
13, 10, 60, whatever's been irking you, get on the phone.
All you have to do is give us a call. Tell us what's making you angry and what do you get today? What are we giving away today for anyone who gives us a call?
Why not?
Something going on there.
$100 every plate box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those delicious, delicious meals. Mm. That's fantastic. God, they got the best ingredients you'd ever hope for. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but you know what? Not our forks go international, don't they, Erin? You remember this? Who did a fork an early forking the other day?
Well, just a couple of days ago, none other than the golden girl of Australian surfing, the biggest superstar to ever grace the planet or our show, except for Russell Crowe and Matthew McConaughey. And I mean, there's been a few, but she's well and truly up there. Take a listen. This was Sally Fitz after the surfing event.
For a minute, Yuzi, and I gave the wave a little bit of a forking. I was like, fork you, wave.
Those filthy, pathetic Tokyo waves, which weren't worth her time to ride, she gave it to them big style, you know? Mm-hmm. Shaka, shaka, shaka. Absolutely. Double pronged forking that Erin Molan's doing in the studio right now. Wanting to ask a question. But anyway.
No, I was doing it because I can see Bryce behind me, our digital guru, filming me because obviously my feet are up on the desk and it's unkosher. So I was basically doing that to him.
Actually, that's not a bad forking. Erin Molan, feet on the desk.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you're hot. We know that. And we know people want to buy photos of your feet, but we don't want them in our face the whole day. Fork you, Erin.
Okay.
Sheridan from Cronulla. Sheridan, what is it?
When you get off the couch, out of your loungewear, put your face on, brush your hair, go to the top, the one thing, and it's out of stock right now.
That's a good call, Sheridan. Good. Yeah, fork you. Nice and quiet, but deadly. That's fair enough.
You miss COVID. You swim into a sea of COVID to try to get a grocery item, and they don't even have it in the store. What was it, Sheridan? Is anything in particular that was?
It was 10 a.m. and it was ham, cheese, and chicken rolls for dinner.
You're trying to plan ahead, Sheridan. That is, I hear, mate.
It's disgusting.
Okay, here comes Alex.
What? Are people panic buying out of that stuff, are they? Stop panic buying.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Alex from Blacktown, what do you want to fork?
Mate, I'd like to give a big fork you boys and Erin to the roots that went into my drains that cost me $5,000.
Oh. Fuck you! Yeah. These trees, do you know that most of the tree, these big trees you see, there's two times the size of what's above you, below you. Those roots are all around us, they're surrounding us, they're destroying our buildings, things that we worked hard to put up.
Well, poor just like bloody the Alex. Birds, you know, we could just get, like, what do trees do? Let's get rid of them all.
Exactly, apart from provide oxygen to keep us alive, there's nothing else they do.
Yeah, but apart from that, what do they do?
Just what have you done sit for there. None of them. They don't even have COVID. Instagram accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't they? If they could suck up COVID, that'd be right. Now, Kerry from Cronulla, bring it home. What would you like to fork?
Hi. I'd like to fork people that assume my chihuahua is disobedient and a bit demonic.
Oh, that's interesting. Why
would they assume that? Why?
Pardon?
Just by looking at it or by what it does? Why are they assuming that?
Sometimes they haven't met him, sometimes they have, and then they start telling me stories about one that they knew that did this and did that, attacked things and yaps and all this. And he's just sitting there like, you know, little angel.
Oh, I ain't done nothing, Gov.
I've got the opposite problem with my dog. People assume it won't bite them, and it will bite them. So you don't make no assumptions about dogs. As loud as you can, give it to them, Kerry.
Fork you, people that assume my chihuahua's demonic.
Beautifully specific. Well done.
Now, guys, I've got a fork you to finish off.
Good. No. Great.
No, what? Ed, you'll like this one.
Oh, good.
There is a doping scandal. A doping war has broken out at the Tokyo Olympics after half the Nigerian team was struck off the start list, and athletes from five other countries have also had their campaigns ended. Now, the Athletics Federation of Nigeria has admitted lapses on its part over the disqualification of 10 athletes from Tokyo for not complying with out-of-competition drug testing requirements.
Okay.
But is there any chance that Australia can get a gold medal?
That's what I mean. So who are you forking?
Potentially, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm forking the Nigerian Athletics Federation for not comply. Oh, wait. So wait, are we meant to be? Is this a good thing?
Yeah,
is
we
it?
Want
oh,
that.
For love of God, sorry, just pretend I never spoke.
But also, I appreciate their want to win. You know, they've got a will to win.
It's just yet there. The Today FM Morning Crew.
in a good news story, though, because most celebrities are unrelatable, aren't they? They're just they do things that the normal person can't do, you know. So
yeah,
they, you know, they grab a seat on the Sydney to Hobart and win the Sydney to Hobart. Oh, for you know the what love I mean?
So, of you know what? You would not survive an hour on board that vessel. This is not a luxury cruise.
It's so boring.
No, because we go through the Bass Strait. The first year I went, we nearly died.
Do you know what? Let's settle this. We're going to have to get some people on from Sydney to Hobart because we just keep bickering about
find
it.
Find out so she did any work.
Yeah, we're going to find out if she did anything at all. That's
we could get Tom Slingsby, the Olympic gold medalist, who was a skipper on that boat.
I want to find out whether they considered throwing you overboard. Honestly. Give her a life jack and let the sharks deal with it. All right, so let's get relatable here. Ashton Kutcher, he's married to Mila Kunis, isn't there? Are they married?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So, and they got tin lids, don't they? Yeah,
I believe they do.
Yep. What goes on? What goes on in their house?
Well, they were on the Dax Shepherd podcast and they were talking about washing their kids, and this is what they said.
When I had children, I also didn't wash them every day. Like, I wasn't the parent that bathed my newborns ever.
But then soon as we didn't need help, we haven't washed them since. It's been like 6 years.
That's how we feel about our children. We're like, oof, something smells. And we're like,
here's the thing. Now, here's the thing. If you can see the dirt on them, clean it.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's some gags in there, but there's still a core thing of... They didn't bath, yeah. You know, go hardcore bathing of the newborn.
And
every
I like
day.
It. And I hope my wife is still listening, which she generally is, but she has to go to work. But because we overbathe our children, it's like, oh, the kids need a shower, the kids need to wash their hair. And I don't think they do. You know, I just don't really.
Yeah, but
how often are you two?
Your track record, though, you know what I mean? Like, you know, with brushing teeth and stuff, like it's got you to where you are today. Like, I thought you'd be reformed.
Yeah, good.
No, I'll take teeth brushing out of it because I do understand the value of teeth brushing and I do encourage their teeth brushing. But when I was growing up, we had a bath once a week.
Give it to him, gang. Wait.
Well, we did.
True blue.
Because we didn't have running water. We did have running water, but we didn't have. Our only way to warm the water was to go outside, chop some wood. And light a fire. It was a. I'm 50. It was a. We had a fire heater. So you have to chop the wood, set the fire, and that would warm up your water. And so you'd have a bath once a week.
And would you do it all Sunday? All siblings in all together in this fine weather, or would you sort of?
No, it wasn't a large bath. So there was only time. There was only room for one. Or my sisters were twins, so they'd probably go in together. But generally, one after the other. And I was being the youngest, went in last. So. You know, and I'm fine. There's too much bath. What's going on in your household? Are the kids being bathed every day?
Of course. He has a beautiful bath or shower every night where we use this special soft wash and his own little face washes that he has. And then daddy brushes his teeth and do his toes and he does his penis. He's very good at that now. And we make sure his little back's done. And then sometimes he gets a little massage when he's in there too. He says, Daddy, can I get a foot massage? Sometimes he gets a little foot massage. And then we fluff him up and he's on his chair.
You never talk about your son's pee-pee again on this. Can you just throw that in the conversation? What's going on, mate? What are you doing?
No, you have to learn.
We're on air. We're broadcasting.
What do you want?
We don't want to know, mate.
What are you ashamed of? What, you didn't get help with you? I don't help him. Did you? Who helped you wash yours as a child? Like, who was.
Eat our Cocoa Pops, all right? So, you're like my wife who wants to use the technical terms all the time. We don't need to use technical terms. Say pee pee. Say, you know, wee wee. Say, you know, your little snag. Say, like, you know.
It's not nice. Your little snag's not nice. This is I'm trying to get a public message out there. If we have your way, every once a week, the people roll down, throw their kids in the Parramatta River, look at their watch, say, oh, 10 minutes is up, and try and drag them back out.
Absolutely. And they've sailed off too far that they never see them again. Fair enough. It wasn't meant to be. It's part of God's plan.
Aaron?
Well, look, we bathe Eliza every night. She has a bath every night, but there might be... What, you know, if there's a night when we can't be bothered or there's something on or she's just really adamant, doesn't want one, then maybe once a month, she might not have a bath at night, but generally it's every night.
Yeah, but what about the sheets, though? You haven't washed her urine soap sheets in about 3 years.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, but she's clean when she goes back on them every night.
So, well, we've got to put it to the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you, especially in lockdown, there's a lot less bathing going on.
There's not a lot less bathing. There's more because people are at home. They've got nothing to do.
I tell you, there's someone listening who hasn't had a shower or a tub in 2 days, at least like 2 days.
An adult, not kids here. We're talking adults. Who hasn't bathed? Right. If anyone calls on 131060 and to say that they haven't had a shower or a bath every single day in lockdown, I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked at that. I think people are the cleanest they've ever been.
No, there's people who are not bathing, and I'm here for it. And we're not here to judge.
We're not here Have to reward you gone? Either, are we, Jack? We're not going to reward, are we?
We certainly are. $100 to spend at Max Brenner.
Oh, then now people are just going to say they've never had a bath. No, that's not right.
No, all right. We will. Yeah. So, have you gone longer than 24 hours without a bath? And how long can we go?
Well. Shower as well.
Yeah, a shower. All right. You're right.
A spa. Make it a spa.
What about a sponge bath? How long since you've had a sponge bath?
Oh.
How long have you gone? Come on, people.
All right, 131060.
Matt from Springwood, you agree? Have you changed your tune since lockdown?
Yeah, I have. Pretty much, I'm normally an electrician, so I've been stood down the last 2 weeks. So normally I'd be bathing every day sort of thing, having a shower. But since lockdown, I've only been having one sort of every other day just because I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting at home, sitting on the lounge, really. So
see
not
that.
Much I can it's really rate can... wet about.
You're conserving energy. You're letting more water for people who are thirsty. And you know what? Is anyone in your house... Anyone in your house, have they arced up at you or not?
No, it's just the wife and the kids, so they don't really care. The little one, he only has a bath every other night, and sometimes we even go sort of 2 nights without it because, we just can't be bothered or we just don't get around to it sort of thing.
There you go. Beautiful. It's a relaxed attitude. Okay, Matt. Okay, Matt, well what about Mel in Penrith? Mel in Penrith, are you on the nose?
Yes, I am. Can I just say I love that last guy's energy?
How good is he? How chilled is he?
It's a lockdown energy is what it is.
Really
it's,
was.
He rang us, though. We didn't ring him. Let's remember that. So he wanted to get involved.
Where you at, Mel? You showering?
Yes, I am showering, but I'm not brushing the teeth.
Oh, Mel.
Good.
Mel.
Good. How long have you gone?
Oh, it's been about 4 days.
Oh, Mel. Dear Mel.
That's all right. No, I'm here for you, Mel. I'm here for you. It's a painful job brushing the teeth. Do you have someone in your life who gets close to your mouth?
My 7-year-old daughter who loves to tell me that I need to go and brush my teeth.
Yeah, right. Are you a single mum, Mel?
Yes, I am.
Just quickly, Mel, Hughie's your champion.
I'm not saying it's related.
Yeah, that was a bit mad. So tell me, Mel, Hughie's your champion. Hughie, how many teeth you lost?
I've lost 10, but I've replaced one because it was just getting too close to the front and I was presenting a TV show and I thought I needed to put another tooth back in. Have you got all your teeth, Mel?
I do, but I might have to get your dentist details.
Yeah, damn it. Yeah, no, good on Mel. Just clap it out. I'm not going to brush my teeth today, just in honour of Mel.
Today FM, Sydney.
All right, let's do this. Let's give someone another $10,000.
Yeah, Luke from Oran Park, you want 10,000, you want a million as well, don't you?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't it? Of course he does. Okay, the rules, Luke, you've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, $50 every correct answer, $10,000 if you get all 10 today, plus you win your way, Luke, to Million Dollar Day. Pass if you don't have the answer, I'll come back if we've got time, so you've got to move quickly through. We take your first answer, so don't think out loud. Time starts at the end of your first question. Your letter, Luke, are you ready?
Yeah.
S for Saturday.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
Okay, first question. Name a zodiac sign.
Sagittarius.
A superhero.
Superman.
An electrical item.
Screwdriver.
An alcoholic drink.
Pass.
An American state.
Pass.
A fabric.
Silk.
An AFL team.
Pass.
A music group.
Pass.
An animated character.
And we're out of time.
Got it. $150. That's pretty good. Better than the kick in the head. Yeah.
<That's true. laughs>
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, when you get one wrong, you can just go right off, can't you? You go off track.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the British rowing team where they just sort of started rowing right off track. So, great effort, though. Big effort. It's huge.
Yeah. The Today FM
Morning Crew. We are going to get hold of Gladys Berejiklian, we hope. Is that the case at the moment?
I'm being told she'll be calling through in any second. I've just been given a note by the producers.
All right. So, should we pad?
Maybe let's pad.
Well, let's maybe give people, because the rules have changed and they change so frequently, I think there's a lot of people, particularly in a lot of LGAs, that don't understand what the new rules are. So a quick maybe recap, just so everyone knows what they can do.
Can we just say the term LGA is very new to me.
Local government area. So that's a local government area. So there are eight now high-risk local government areas. So they include Parramatta, Georges River, Campbelltown, Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown, Liverpool, Cumberland and Blacktown. So these new mandates will take place from midnight tonight. So you're only allowed to move within 5 kilometre radius of your home. Previously it was 10. So we don't want people to get caught out. So this
what
mandate
we're talking
includes
now
exercise and shopping.
So you basically do not leave your actual suburb.
Pretty much. Exactly. Now fines will be increased as well. You have to wear a mask outside from $200 to $500. Police have now been given extra powers to close public premises, so a work site, a business, a workplace, if they're flouting the rules, which they weren't previously able to do. We know the military is coming in to help with door knocks to people who are COVID positive and should be at home. So that's another one of the changes. Then, of course, the singles bubble as well as another change that not just affects those LGAs, local government areas, it affects all of New South Wales, and now that will come in, I think, on Saturday night at midnight.
All right. Well, thank you for those updates.
Do we have...
Yep, the Premier is ready to go. Premier Gladys Berejiklian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well,
very good, Gladys. Now, can I just, this one thing that I know it's not a big thing, but your press conference is at 11 o'clock. I was watching you on TV yesterday and I missed Zach Stubbledy-Cook win gold at the Olympics.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you should watch the Olympics. Seriously, Aussie team is doing amazing, and it's a wonderful, wonderful positive thing to focus on during these difficult times.
Speaking about positivity and stuff like that, Gladys, there was a moment during yesterday's press conference where I thought you looked really emotional, and that's totally understandable. How are you going, you, just as a person, a human being with immense pressure on you? I can't even imagine how tough this is.
Oh, no, thanks for asking. I think I'm no different to everybody else, and... you know, whenever I have a bad day or feel pressure, I think, well, this is what households are going through. People are not working.
Yeah.
They're having to homeschool. They're worried about their families. They're worried about getting sick. So I don't think what I'm feeling is any different. And I think it helps because then you appreciate the heaviness of every decision you take because it's affecting literally millions of people and literally changing lives forever. But I hope, you know, this time next year or, you know, 3 months' time, we look back and we think that was the worst thing that's ever going to happen to me in my life. That's the worst thing that's going to happen to New South Wales. And I think we'll come out of it stronger and better, and I'm very confident of that. But obviously it is a difficult time for everybody, and I'm no different to everybody else. But I think it does help to have that level of empathy, to know that every decision you take bears heavily on every citizen. And this is a frustrating thing because the vast majority of people have been so amazing and doing the right thing, even though it's horrible. Most people have just gotten on with it. And it's just the small number of people that don't that ruins it for the rest of us. And that's why we just have to make sure we don't let that get away from us.
Sometimes it's hard, though, because we don't know what the rules are, and they do change a lot. And you've got to admit that, Gladys, where you know, directives change and whether you wear a mask or not. And to be honest, when we saw Brad Hazzard take his mask off the other day after the presser, did you guys realise that he was doing the wrong thing then? Or is that not until you sort of become aware when the press get on to that sort of thing?
Oh, no, I think it's because you know, when you're, it's, and this is a good example for all of us, it's so easy to drop your guard.
it doesn't matter who you are. You have the absolute 100% intention to do the right thing, but it's so easy to lose concentration or drop your guard, and that's when the virus can spread. So it's really important for all of us just to know, you know, the basic rules. And I appreciate we have had to make some adjustments lately to the rules, and some people might find it confusing. But the basic rule is don't leave your house unless you have to. And if you have to, make sure you've got a mask. And obviously, if you live in those 8 local government areas of concern, and they cover lots of suburbs, but if you live in those 8 local government areas of concern, there are extra rules for you, and you can't really go anywhere beyond 5 kilometres of your house if you live in those local government areas. So it's a very difficult time, but this is what we need to do to keep this Delta strain, which is just so contagious. I mean, we've knocked every other COVID strain on its head. We have had a relatively good experience in New South Wales for the last 18 months compared to other states and compared to other places in the world. But this Delta strain is really bad and very contagious. And I know this is a difficult thing to hear, but had we not gone into lockdown, we would have had thousands and thousands of cases today, with lots of people in hospital and lots of people passing away. And that's certainly not what we want for New South Wales. And we want to get on top of it and get out of this as quickly as we can. And I'm confident we'll make some good strides in the next month.
Gladys, there was a report out from the Grattan Institute overnight saying that 80% of people need to be vaxxed before we can live in some kind of relative freedom. That just seems incomprehensible, to be honest, given the attitude of some to vaccinations. What is your take on what we need to get to be able to live a relatively normal life?
Oh, look, I completely support the fact that we need to get people vaccinated. And I'm heartened by the fact that most people in New South Wales want the vaccine. Mm. But the challenge is we have to get them the doses. We have to get enough doses out there. So I'm doing everything I can to get those doses to New South Wales and to get those jabs in arms. But I'd set a target of 10 million jabs for New South Wales, and we're up to 3.7 million already. So we're doing okay, and we need to do better. So I'm really going to push that message in August. And also, the federal authorities have changed the health advice. So before, they said for AstraZeneca, it was only for people of a certain age. But now, because of the Sydney outbreak, they've allowed people of all ages to come and get the AstraZeneca vaccine. And we've got more of that available. So we're really asking people to book in to come and get the jab. And I'd set a goal of 10 million jabs even before this outbreak, because I knew the importance of the vaccination. I've always had a sense of urgency. Once our population's vaccinated, we can open up, we can live freely and put COVID behind us. And then we'll be measuring the number of hospitalizations. We won't be measuring the number of cases, because it won't matter. If you're vaccinated, it's keeping you out of hospital. Yeah. We know that. And that's the good news. There isn't a single person.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and there's no one in ICU who has been vaccinated. Is that right?
That's right. There's no one in ICU who's had 2 doses. So the vaccinations work in keeping you out of hospital, which is the main game, but they also help in making you less contagious. Yeah. So if you actually get the virus, you're not going to spread it as much. And that, in this context, when we've got an outbreak, that's why I'm urging everybody, especially in those local government areas where the case numbers are so high, go and get the vax, because not only will it keep you out of hospital, it'll keep your loved ones safer as well, because you're less likely to pass it on to them.
Now, we're all vaccinated in here. I mean, Ed, you've had the Pfizer. I've had the AstraZeneca.
I've had four,
I'm over 50.
Four Pfizer.
Yeah, you had the one from the private school as well. But Aaron, who was 37, and Jack, who's in his early 30s as well, have both had AstraZeneca. So, and Aaron got it yesterday and made it very public. So you're here to say people under 40 get AstraZeneca, unlike some of your, you know, contemporaries interstate. We're all on board with AstraZeneca, aren't we, Gladys?
Oh, yeah, I got the jab. And Erin, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for getting the jab.
Pleasure. I did honestly, my research, Gladys. I went to the GP, and after about 3 minutes of looking at reputable research from experts, it was very obvious that this is a really good decision for me to make. So I did it straight away.
Oh, good on you. And the other issue is, and we do encourage people to go to their GPs if they're worried. So Erin did absolutely the right thing. But the other research coming out says that the AstraZeneca actually lasts longer. I mean, look, there's lots of research papers on the two vaccines, but our experience now with this outbreak and in New South Wales is that it's actually working against the Delta strain.
And they did a study in Spain of 1 million people who'd gotten Pfizer and AstraZeneca, and there was no difference in the chance or the risk of getting a blood clot in both of those vaccines. So this whole kind of belief that AstraZeneca is more dangerous, there are studies that dispute that.
Yeah, So I'm really proud of you for doing that, Erin, and I hope other people listening in that age bracket, we want people in their 20s and 30s to come forward and get vaccinated, because younger people are more active, they're in those jobs that move around,
And unfortunately, yeah, we've seen 60% of people who've got the virus in this outbreak, in this, the Delta strain in New South Wales, are under the age of 40.
Yeah, so absolutely.
A lot of people, yeah, a lot of young people.
Yep. Get it in their arms and let's get on. Let's open up again, hopefully soon. Is there a chance we open up before zero COVID though, Gladys? Because it's going to be around for a while.
No, there is a chance. Absolutely. We've said we want to get that infectious number as close to zero as possible. We just don't want to be in a situation where, you know, other states kind of open up and lock down all the time. So we're just hoping that this will be the last time we ever lock down, because if you get the vaccination rates up during this time, it means you don't need to, because the community has that immunity because they're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're really pushing everybody in August to get vaxxed, because then we have the greater chance of coming out of this as free as possible, which is exactly what we want.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Premier.
Basically. All the best. Take care, guys.
Cheers.
Today FM, Sydney.
You'd think he'd be happy about safety, but for some reason he's furious.
You know, with all the sad stories going on in the world, this one has not got enough attention.
What?
There's a headline in the Daily Telegraph today, but it's not big enough. It's just down in the bottom corner of page 19.
What?
It says, Clooney cops it. Ooh. Hollywood star George Clooney was among thousands caught up in dramatic floods that hit Italy, leaving 60 people homeless.
Oh, no.
Yes, George Clooney's holiday house at Lake Como has been affected by the torrential downpour. Clooney has said, it's so much worse than anybody thinks.
Yeah.
The roads around his $200 million holiday house have been cut. The only way he's able to leave home at the moment in his $300 million super maxi yacht.
Oh,
it's the only way he can get about.
Oh, the poor guy.
Why aren't people focusing on George and the struggles that he's going through?
I'm sorry,
he's suffered
George.
So much.
Oh, that's awful.
I need to start a GoFundMe page for George Clooney. Someone help me.
I'll share it.
Sending people over there.
Poor guy.
He might have to slum it in a helicopter, poor guy.
Oh,
but thank God for people like you shedding a light on his plight.
Yes. I care about the little people and the things they go through.
Jeez, yeah, man.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch-Up.
Jessica Fox has won the C1 Canoe Slalom Final, Tokyo 2020. Yuzi, who was sat in the box commentating on it?
Oh, her father, and I couldn't watch it for that reason. It was just too stressful. When she got bronze, it broke everyone's heart. And for her dad to be commentating and his stoic acceptance of the result was just too much for me. But I did watch the replay and... just have a listen to how calm Dad Richard is commentating his own daughter as she goes down on that winning run.
He's scrambling a little bit, does well to get back for that. She was facing the wrong way for a moment. Good support, good depth, and a good turn on gate 16.
He must have been churning inside, but the winning moment where this is the Dave Culver, the other commentator commentating that.
Fox is flying towards the line. Is this the moment she's dreamt of her entire career? She hits the line. She's got it. She has shines like gold to become the Olympic champion.
And does Dad let out his emotions? You can just hear it here just a little bit after that.
Joy, relief, pride, all of those things.
All of those things. It's relief and it's like, yeah. You know, she's such a good paddler, such a good person. Yeah.
Oh God, I'm crying just even hearing it back again.
So nice. And he joins us on the line, Richard Fox. Good morning.
Oh, you're doing that to me, are you? Good morning.
Hey Richard, just before we get into it, can I just clarify when Yuzi said that all of our hearts were broken when Jess won bronze, we were all really proud of her as well at that moment. Yeah. Just to clarify. I was immensely proud.
Oh, but Richard, you knew what we meant though, Richard, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's the brutality and beauty of sport, really. And yeah, of course, bronze medal, it's amazing. To be at the games on the team is amazing. To make a final is amazing. But she she wanted to win it. She was good enough to win it, and she lost it. And that was heartbreaking for her too. And that was the, you know, that was the theatre of the final yesterday, was that she'd had that defeat, if you like, which was still a massive achievement. And she had to turn it around and dig really deep. Mm-hmm. And she was able to do that, which was amazing, because the bar was so set so high by the British athlete, Mallory Franklin. Mm. And Jess, being the last one to go, had to, you know, get rid of all those demons. That's why I lost it quietly.
Mate, but what do you think about someone like me who loves sport and loves Australian success stories and had followed your daughter's journey, but I honestly was not able to watch it because I was so tense. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, I understand. I mean, I was the same. I think I was doing the commentary, but, you know, so I had a job to do, and then you kind of lock into that. I mean, I'm an athlete in the past and a coach, and so a technician, and you kind of, yeah, watch the line and commentate on all of that. But I remember my mum, when I won my first world champs back in Britain in 1981, I'm that old, and there were people there who said, I can't watch. And my mum is quite an emotional person, and she just said, you have to watch. I'm here watching. You have to watch. And she made all these people watch who didn't, you know, they didn't want to. And wow. Miriam is the coach. She didn't watch all the runs. And
this is your wife, is it? This is your
yeah. Wow. My wife. Yeah, she's the coach. She said, "Did you see her run?" And I'm thinking, "Well, you were there.
What were you doing?" Wow.
She said, "She couldn't. She couldn't watch." And my daughter Noemi was there too. And we were messaging just before, because I wasn't sure if she was actually at the course or not, and she was. And she says, it's too intense. So there was all of that. So I get it that you, and I had to, bottle all of that up, because there she was on the start line, having had that sort of, the emotion of a final, and, having to come back from that. So, it's deep, it's powerful, and, you know, but in the end, it is just sport. So, of course, if she hadn't have done that, you've got to, you know, still love and support them as a person through it. But she was able to dig that deep, and so proud.
Yeah, you know, when she won the bronze medal on the podium, she jumped for joy. And when I saw that, I did think that she's got the right attitude, that she's able to put her disappointments behind her and continue. So she's obviously always had that attitude.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. She loves to celebrate. But at the same time, you know, she's humble. And she knows, how to be gracious in defeat. She's got all of those qualities. But, she was just so, so happy and so relieved. And it meant so much to her. Yeah, you're just, happy to kind of melt down again.
Hey, Richard.
But also to hear.
Yeah. Sorry, here's you go.
You're right. To hear every other competitor actually did follow her down the course, and there was everyone else there was cheering on, even apparently including the other competitors in the race. They were actually all so happy for her.
Yeah, that's special. And I think, this event, it's the first time the women's canoe has been on the program in the game. So if you go back 5 years now to Rio, there were four events. Three of them were for men. So, you know, we were already paddling in the canoe. We were doing world championships, and she was already a world champion in that event, but not in the Olympics in that event. So you come to, fast forward, you come to Tokyo, equal number of men and women, equal number of events. But that was the first final. It was the first podium. And so there was a lot of, solidarity, a lot of power in that moment. And Jess had been very much, a part of that, leading that sort of campaign, hey, why not us?
Yeah, she's been a huge advocate for it. She's been incredible. Does she still want to get into sports media? Richard, she came and did work experience with me at Channel 9 a few years ago, and she's always had a real interest. Is that still what she wants to do post her athletic career?
I'm not sure, actually, what she's going to do now. But, she loves the media. Of course she does. And so maybe that's on the cards. But I think now she's just going to soak it all up.
Yeah.
And Noemi, my other daughter's doing that too. So, that's to come.
Incredible.
All right. Well,
you've got to commentate again today. And I think it'll be a bit more relaxing today for you commentating, fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely. But still, good chance today with Lucien Delfour and Minsk K1. He was the third fastest qualifier. So, yeah, fingers crossed for him.
There he is. Absolute pro. Channel 7, catch it all. Of course, all our audio, all thanks to the guys at Channel 7, where you can see all live and free, 7 and 7 plus, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. She's here now.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Scammers love. Husey wants that. Husey wants that. Scammers love. Just send a DM, you'll get $1 million. If you send a picture of your d**ks and he wants the scammers love.
So, where are we up to? Where did we leave it yesterday?
Let's have a listen, shall we?
Love with me without fear. Trust me without questioning. Need me without demanding. Want me without restrictions. Accept me without change. Desire me without inhibitions. For a love so free will never fly away.
That's it. I'm cashing in my children's health insurance. Asthma, schmashma.
Okay, honey. Do that for them, please. Dave, where is my iTunes gift card, please?
I think we'll leave it there today.
Okay. Okay. Oh, love her, kissy face, love her, kissy face. Hello, Dave. Dave, if you don't love me, just tell me, please, honey. Blue heart, blue heart.
I love you more than I would love a three-way with Shannon Noll and Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, thanks you, honey. I love you more than myself, honey. Blue heart, red heart, kiss, kiss, red heart. So why don't you want to buy me the iTunes card, please? Three blue love hearts.
As Knowlesy sang, what about Florence? It isn't fair. She needs her iTunes card. Can't you see?
Love heart, I love you, honey. I will be with you forever. Please send it to me, please. Kissy face, love heart.
I'm praying that your chastity can survive my absence. Me, on the other hand, are using the 2,000-mile rule, if you know what that means. They mean nothing to me, though.
I don't understand you, please. So it mean you don't love me, please? How are you doing today? Same sometimes about it, please. I really love you, Dave. Blue heart, red heart, kissy, 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 kissy.
When I'm with others, I still think of you. Oh. I can be in a spa with a whole mixed netball team and we can all lose our bibs and you are with me amongst the limbs and bubbles.
Oh, love heart, kissy face. Baby, why are you lying to me, please, Dave?
You're right, it wasn't a mixed netball team. I'm in a men-only league. But that's just sport. You are my forever.
Oh, love heart. Thanks you, honey. So where are the cards, please, Dave? Honey, you said I should trust you, but I'm not seeing it, please.
Trust is a two-way street. I trust you more than I trust my stainless steel emu garrotta. And I shave with that, so... Anyway, wow. That's where we left it. She's not trusting me.
She doesn't trust you. Get the card and she might.
That'll do me. The scammer from where? Russia doesn't trust you. That'll do me.
And that's about it from us for this week, everybody. But before we go, a member of our team has got something special happening today. Is it happening?
Yes.
Our digital...
What's going on?
Well, our digital hero, Bryce, Bryce.Webben, you can find him on the Instagram. Today is a very special day for him, is it not?
It is. He is launching a new album. Bryce, can you run in here quickly, please? Because I mean, I'm very passionate about supporting you. Yeah, this is huge. Quickly. Just Bryce, tell us what your new album is called. And what kind of music it is. This is huge.
Oh, guys, that's really nice of you to give a little shout out. I've, dropped a new album today, a little 9-tracker. It's called A Sky Full of Faces.
Can we have a listen to some of it?
Yeah, this is Sharpshooter.
Two shots, one miss, I set on. Close your eyes, swinging it, dead on, dead on.
You don't swear, do you?
No, don't swear.
Oh, good.
Two shots, one miss, I set on. Close your eyes, swinging it, dead on, dead on.
So it's out now. That's our man, Bryce. It is your hip and your hop. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
How do I get hold of it? Is it on like the streaming services?
Wherever
or how do
you
I do it, mate?
Stream music, you can get A Sky
so
Full
iTunes.
Of Faces. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify,
Apple music?
Amazon,
that's
wherever
awesome.
you go.
I need a collab.
A Sky Full of Faces.
We need a collab.
Remember,
yeah, let's collab.
No, with Scandalous. Well,
not with us.
I thought Ed was going to bust a rhyme.
No, he could do it. He could. He's very talented. But also, if you're looking at Beauty and the Geek on Sunday night, you might see the one and only Aaron Molan pop up because somehow She has got herself on that show. I don't know what you do. You even know what you're doing on Sunday night, Erin?
Well, I'd totally forgotten about it. But yes, I filmed something for them a couple of months ago and just got reminded it features in Sunday's episode. So I'm so excited.
Huh. Well, very memorable, obviously. It is.
Check that out. We'll see you all next week, everybody.
That's good.
Have a good luck down there.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew Catch-Up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram.